Welcome to the Transformation Podcast. This is a podcast on agile, lean, and digital transformation, hosted by your host, Vert Jacobsen Kramer. Enjoy this series, and should you want to give us a feedback, please do so on our website or by email. We look forward to hear from you. Enjoy. Okay, so let's move to one or two more topics and that's it. So remember last time when we talked about how you create culture change, remember that one? I talked about, okay, look, usually the way it goes, you go to a seminar or a workshop or you read a book, right, as a manager, and you say, this is a great tool, right? I want this tool in my social system, which is my team or my company, right? And I want to make this work, and then I set up a project, and by the end of the day, I do a rollout plan. Okay, so everyone needs to get involved in the rollout plan, okay? So that's another topic. We can talk about motivation and, you know, making things on a voluntary basis, okay? But that's another topic. So anyways, so what you will find is then when you try to implement a tool in a company that some of the staff already has the right mindset and they basically have been waiting for, let's say, shop floor management. And they say, yeah, this is great. Finally, we do this. I'm engaged. I want to do it. So they already have the right mindset to use that tool. And that's absolutely relevant because what we always forget is that behind every tool, there is somebody that invented this tool out of a certain mindset. And it's this mindset which allowed that person to come up with this new idea and to create a tool. So if we want to make this tool really work well, we need the right mindset to make it happen. So then the question is, how do you change the mindset if we have people that don't have the right mindset yet to use the tool? Okay, and you can feel it in people, right? Maybe in the shop floor environment, it's not really working. Somehow, some of my managers, you know, don't really have the right mindset. Okay, so what then can you do? And that's the solution here, is that you need to take time to work on the next level up, basically, and that's worldview. Worldview. Okay, so what you can do is you can offer little bits of information, like, for example, a Wikipedia article. You can buy a book and give it to the person. You can make them read a certain presentation which is maybe has more deep knowledge about the tool you want to implement. Or actually, best way to do it, you assign a task and say, can you please come up with a presentation on this topic and why it makes sense? Okay, so they then start to create a presentation why it makes sense, right? And by doing that, most probably they will change the mindset and say, wow, this now suddenly makes sense to me, right? And then suddenly the tool makes sense. So if you have someone who is, has a hard time struggling with using a tool, it's usually because the mindset is not there. So then an effective way of dealing with that person is that you start to think about, what can I present to that person? What can I offer this person that he starts to rethink his worldview? Which then leads to the fact that he will change or she will change her mindset, which then will make the tool work. Okay, and that's a much more effective way to create change than just to always focus on tool implementation, rollout plan. Okay, it demands from you a little bit more, let's say, specific management, really looking at people in a more individual way, but it's by the end of the day the faster way because it's more effective, okay? And by the way, this is not a linear logic, okay? So it just it means you don't. It's not a guarantee when you give a book and people will hopefully read it, but it's not a guarantee, right? It is just an offer. It's an offer you make to help that person to go the next step. Basically, it's a form of coaching. It's a form of helping people to develop personally. Okay? All right. And, okay. So, and finally, I want to say this is what we do in the context of a social system. So, every social system has a different way of using tools and mindsets and worldviews. And that's just something we need to keep in mind.
That was the Transformation Podcast on Agile, Lean and Digital Transformation. I hope you liked it. Please reach out to us for some feedback. And if you need some support in your business environment, we are more than happy to support you with some of the high value consulting. So please don't hesitate and reach out to us. We look forward to hearing you. Thank you. Bye-bye.